Then letting your attention travel inwards and downwards. As we make the journey to the House of Life, feel yourself sinking and moving inwards to the center point until you find beneath your feet the entrance to the House of Life. Begin by looking at the house from the outside, noticing how the entranceway looks. Notice the architecture of the house itself. See what draws your attention. Then, when you are ready, you step up to the door, noticing the jackal head of the door knocker. And you knock three times upon the door. And as before, the door soundlessly opens. And as you step inside, you are aware of crossing a threshold. You are within the House of Life that is also within you. You find yourself in an entrance hall with stairways ascending and descending. And in front of you there is a short corridor leading to a door. And you walk along this corridor. And you see that carved into the door is the astrological symbol of the sun, a circle with a single point at its center. And so you open this door and step inside, finding yourself in the room of the table and the mirror. Just as before, the table awaits you and your seat awaits you. And as you take your seat, you're aware of opposite you that the teacher's chair is occupied. You may be aware also of companions who come to join you at the table. You become aware that at the center of the table is a veiled object, the white veil of Semites, and a sense of golden glory underneath the veil cannot be seen clearly. Yet there is a sense of great beauty and power and blessing that comes through the veil. In the ceiling, directly above the veiled grail, there is a carved rose of red and white and gold. And from that rose, a stream of golden light pours down into the veiled object. This light makes the air golden. There's a scent of frankincense and roses. A sense of great peace as we sit together at the table of the grail in the room of the table and the mirror. commune with the teacher and the grail and the companions. Think for a moment what it means to serve the grail. And remember the mystery of the Fisher King, who is the wounded king, who is both the servant and at the service of the Grail, and is served by the Grail. That which does not regenerate is not the Grail. As we emerge from our contemplation, we look into the mirror which ripples, becoming the oak door with a Celtic cross carved deep into it. And we rise from our seat and walk around the table and open the doorway, entering a small chapel. And in the middle of the chapel there is a great altar of blue and green stone, with gold and silver light swimming inside it. And on the altar is an ancient Celtic cross. And at the foot of the cross, a small and ancient bronze sword. Contemplate the cross and the sword. Contemplate the altar of precious stone, of lapis and tourmaline. That is called the Altar Sapphiris. The sea altar. It is stone and water. Contemplate the beauty of the ancient bronze sword that is the sword of liberation, that cuts through all chains of the body, the heart, and the mind, and the spirits. Contemplate the ancient cross, the four-armed encircled cross raised up on the pillar that is the axis of the universe. Contemplate the sword, the altar, and the cross. Taking the sword in your hand, in whatever way feels right to you, you dedicate yourself to the service of the Grail, to the service of the living lights, to the service of regeneration. Returning the sword to the altar, we take our leave of the chapel. Feeling in our hearts our renewed dedication. We return past the hall of the table into the entrance hall and descend the anti-clockwise spiral stair, feeling its coolness and its dampness as we descend down into the basement, into the bedrock. Coming to the cave-like chamber that has yet been worked at the root of the house. Feeling the basalt stone beneath us. And seeing in front of us the horned altar that has been worked out of the bedrock. Like basalt and obsidian. At the apex of the roof above the altar, we notice the carved almond flower. And we place our hands upon the horns of the altar, bringing the service of the Grail into this place. And as we do so, there is a great shift, as if a great light has been switched on. The floor and the altar are white, shining marble. In the four quarters of the room, we see the holy living creatures. In front of us in the east, the winged human being. Behind us, the winged white eagle. On our right side, the winged lion. On our left, the winged bull. As we contemplate the interlocking stars at the center of the altar, they draw back, and from deep within the earth a rainbow fire arises, surging up to the carved almond blossom, and moving through all the chambers of the House of Life, to the top of the house where the white sun shines. And from which the pure white light descends, forming a core in the heart of the rainbow fire. Feel the renewal of the House of Life. Feel the union of Keter and Malkut. Feel the awakening of the inner fire. be at the service of the inner fire. Be at the service of the Grail. Taking our hands off the altar, we are drawn to the stairway that takes us upwards, spinning clockwise, feeling the warm and upward energy. And we ascend the spiral stair in the service of the Grail. Coming at length to the landing of the moon chamber and stepping into this chamber, we come to the antechamber of the room of the book. And as we look in the book on this occasion, we see the image of the Red Lady Shaman of Paviland and his, her cave. And we remember the vision of the cave and the mammoth mother and the roots of magic and life and the mystery of the great totems from the ice time. And we look beyond the book to the stained glass door where is the image of the magician. But on this occasion, the magician appears as the Red Lady of Paviland. The Red Lady and the young man, the ancient shaman who serves the mother. Who is Mabon to her Modron. And as we step into that image, we feel first of all the image of the Tower Magician, but quickly that becomes the Paviland Shaman. We feel in our hand the ivory staff, the mammoth ivory bracelets are on our wrists, the necklaces of shells are on our, around our neck. We feel the presence of the hyenas, the wolves and the bears, the great spirits. And we step forward into the inner room of Yasant, into the room of the well chamber, where the serpent power is stored. And we step to the wellhead, contemplating the shrine of the mother that is behind the well. That is the dark Madonna, that is the Velus Venus of Willendorf, that is the mammoth mother. And we contemplate the stored and powerful energy coiled within us, sleeping in the well. And as the servant of the mother, we say this: Amma, Amma, Amen. Amma, Amma, Amen. Amma, Amma, Amen. The great serpent awakens. Spiral and straight combined, she spins upwards. Carrying us with her into the hall of the table, through the house, into the hall of mystery, into the hall of the hypercube, the cube within the cube. And in this place, the white sun descends. So she and he are one. In the cube within the cube. And in this moment, we feel our feet in the basement, our pelvis in the moon chamber, our heart in the chamber of the table and the mirror, the cube chamber in our throat, the white sun and the serpent in our head. The house of life is within us. We are within the house of life. Inside is outside. Outside is inside. Earth and heaven are one. Heaven and earth are one. The sword and the grail are one. Surrender to the living mystery. Trust the awakened serpent. Trust the mammoth mother. Our first and deepest love. Let your senses bring you outwards, bringing with you the understanding of the service of the Grail, of the dedication of the sword and the Grail, of the mystery of the House of Life, within which we are, which is within us. Feel the seat that you are sitting on. Be aware of the contact between your skin and the air, your skin and your clothes. Be aware of the sound in the room. Smell and taste the room. And when you're ready, open your eyes and look into the room.